So, ladies and gentlemen, we have a couple more speakers here from Tom Hanks Day that are going to talk a little more about the event and just do some generally cool shit up here. And the first person to do that is Chris Petro.
All right, so as Kevin mentioned earlier, Tom Hanks Day began pretty organically. We never intended for Tom to find out. And then when he did find out, we were super stoked. And he sent us a letter. And then so every year we decided, you know what, we're just going to invite Tom to Tom Hanks Day every single year and hope that he shows up one day. And so after about 10 years of Kevin working with Tom's assistant, she would have the same excuse every year. Tom's on location filming, can't make it out this year. So one day, Kevin got an email, and it said, Tom's in New York working on a new Broadway show. If you can make it to New York, we'll get you tickets to the show. So Kevin, being the knowledgeable and savvy businessman that he is, knew that that meant two things. One, we are definitely using this opportunity to meet Tom Hanks. And two, we got to figure out how to get to New York without spending a bunch of money. So in May 2014, we booked a hotel in Manhattan using a previously scheduled work event as our guys to get there. Boarded a plane and embarked on a journey to meet Mr. Tom Hanks. Still thinking about that last story. So the morning of the show, we truly had no idea if we were still going to be able to meet Tom. All we knew is that there was tickets waiting for us at Will Call to attend the performance that evening. So later in the afternoon, Kevin got an email from Tom's assistant saying, Tom's bodyguard is going to meet you before the show and he'll give you instructions of where to go. So we were super stoked at that point. So at 6 p.m., myself, Kellen, and Kevin each wolfed down a slice of shitty Times Square pizza and got in line in front of the Broadhurst Theater and positioned ourselves for a selfie in front of the marquee that said, Tom Hanks and Nora Ephron's lucky guy. So let me pause the story there because a few little details. One, Kellen didn't know he was coming until the last minute, so he just bought a random ticket online, wasn't even sitting with us, and Tom's assistant didn't know he was coming. Second, we had no idea what Lucky Guy was about at all. And third, the email that Tom's assistant sent to Kevin never said where to meet the bodyguard or what he even looked like. So we load into the theater and we took our seats. And just before curtain call, a bald, unassuming, but probably could kick your ass type of gentleman tapped Kevin on the shoulder and said, I'm Tom's bodyguard. And Kevin's like, "Ooh." And so he's like, meet me by the stage right door after the show and I'll let you in. And so Kevin, quickly before the guy walked away, he's like, hey, our buddy Kellen's with us. Can he come too? And the guy's like, if he's with you, whatever. So the lights went down. Right before it went down, Kevin spun around, saw Kellen, and gave me a little thumbs up. And there. So Lucky Guy was a super serious play. Like, all I knew that Nora Ephron, she had written, like, Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. This dealt with, like, alcoholism and cancer and police brutality. So after the show, I was like, but of course, and I was, like, really overwhelmed. Like, wow, this is really serious. And then Tom, being Tom Hanks, killed it, and he got nominated for a Tony for it. So the lights went up, and people started to file out of this theater. So we headed towards the stage right door, and I could tell we were all kind of super nervous. None of us are really the type to be starstruck. Like, Kevin, the night before his work event, he actually worked as a liaison introducing people to Gwyneth Paltrow at one of her dumb Goop magazine events. But this was Tom Hanks. So this was all those dumb backyard parties and our goofy themed t-shirts finally coming to fruition. So as we head into the hallway, actors from the show kind of zigzag in front of us. There was Maura Tierney from ER fame, and Christopher McDonald, who played Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. And one thing we noticed as the actors were zigzagging in front of us is that they're all going into the green room, which is like, I don't know, 10 by 12 feet, real small, all taking pictures with this like older black guy. And we're looking at each other like, who is that? And then Christopher McDonald popped out and goes, hey, Hank Aaron's here. So for those of you who don't know, Hank Aaron's a baseball player. And he's not any baseball player. He's one of the greatest baseball players. In 1973, he broke Babe Ruth's all-time home run record and held it for 33 years until Barry Bonds cheated his ass to the top. So just as we're sitting there, kind of in awe that Hank Aaron's there, Tom popped out of nowhere and flicked Kevin right in the chest. And he goes, so you're the Tom Hanks Day guys. You know, it's a lot of pressure having your own day. So we joked with Tom about starting Tom Hanks Day, and he thanked us for raising money for charity. And then he goes, hey, it's a big night. You guys want to meet Hank Aaron? So we're like, yeah. So we go into the green room, and Tom introduced each one of us to Hank Aaron. And we listen to Tom and Hank Aaron talk, and Hank Aaron's talking about playing baseball with Jackie Robinson. We're all just sitting there in a daze. So after about 15 minutes of pretending like we had anything meaningful to say to a two-time Oscar winner and like Hall of Fame baseball player, we're like, all right, time to go. So we filed towards the backstage exit. So I assumed that the exit would just go straight out into an alley next to a dumpster. But New York doesn't have alleys. So when the door opened, it went right onto Broadway Avenue, and there was about 100 people on two sides of a barrier fence, all snapped a ton of photos at us. And in one collective sigh, they all cheered and then sighed in pure disappointment when they realized that we definitely were not Tom Hanks or even Shooter McGavin. So one thing I forgot to say about when we were in the green room is that Kevin also was like, you know, no one's going to believe this shit. So he popped out his cell phone, and we got a picture with the three of us crammed next to Tom Hanks and Hank Aaron. So as we left the show and we're on the streets weaving through people, Kevin popped out his phone, and he posted it to Facebook, our famed photo. And our buddy Phil was the first person to comment on it, and he said, look, three jackasses and a couple of Hanks. Thanks.
Shooter McGavin's all right, but I'm glad you guys are here. But if he wants to come tell a story, he can tell a story too. That's